CWTV.com.
iHeart and Capital One created a free iHeartRadio Music Festival NFT dropping September 19th for 72 hours. Capital One cardholders can get a special NFT unlocking a chance for a trip to next year's festival. Visit iHeartRadio.com/Capital One NFT for rules and details.
Putting the smart in your smart speaker. Tell Alexa, set an alarm to wake up with 1040 WHO on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Lincoln Kennedy, three-time Pro Bowler. Here's what's trending on the iHeart Sports Network.
Presented by Blindster.com.
The Cyclones hoping starting O-lineman Jake Remsburg can return from an undisclosed injury for Saturday's home game against Ohio. As the Chiefs prepare to take on the Chargers tomorrow night at Arrowhead, quarterback Patrick Mahomes landed on the injury report with a sore wrist. Don't worry, he was a full participant at practice yesterday. The Cardinals lose to the Brewers last night at home. I'm Ronza Moss.
Want to save big on new blinds? Blindster.com offers custom-made blind shades and shutters shipped directly to you at prices less than big box retailers. Shop Blindster now and save 45% off any order. Just use code RADIO. Offer ends soon. Shop today. Blindster.com.
This is News Radio 1040 WHO.
The time, need to know with Jeff Angela is the program. So horrible economic news yesterday, and as I watched people do a deep dive into the numbers, I mean, nobody was saying, oh, well, there are some optimistic signs here. Nobody was saying that. And so you will probably not be surprised that there is a new survey out that more than half of all U.S. companies are planning to lay off employees. Let's talk this over with a business strategist. Dr. Jane Gardner is on the line. Dr. Gardner, thanks very much for joining us. Welcome to Iowa Radio.
Hi, Jeff. I'm glad to be with you. And let's hope we can pull up the mood a little bit.
Is a way we can pull up the mood at this point? I love to be optimistic about life and the economy, Dr. Gardner, but I do think our business executives are being realistic. They think either hiring freezes or layoffs are coming. What do you think?
I think that anything's possible. And if we think the worst, it will happen. Mm-hmm. I know. On the other hand, we need to prepare as employees to get other jobs, to get our resumes ready. But the main thing for employers, because that's who I work with most, are the CEOs and the leaders, is, hey, guys, it's also time to start listening and start bringing your people into the voice, because you can no longer just come from the top and bark orders. Mm-hmm. You have to start working as a team rather than top-down directives, because the Great Resignation did show us something. The employees have a voice here.
I agree with you, but I think here is your problem. I don't know if companies right now are very good at getting employee buy-in. Like, hey, we're all on the same team here. Let's all really pull for our company. Is that going to take a cultural change in businesses?
We need a cultural change, and they're going to have to. The good businesses that make the most money have a trust culture, Jeff, and they have to turn to that. Are they going to start losing money? People aren't going to work for them anymore if they don't get a buy-in, if they don't feel like their employer cares about them.
Am I right in thinking, though, Dr. Gardner, you know, yes, we're hearing about layoffs and we're hearing about hiring freezes, but we're also hearing about shortages in certain sectors of the economy still. So
yes.
Is the power still in the workers' hand to, even if things aren't going well at their current job, figure out where they can go next?
Well, I think the power's in both hands. We got to get out of this. First, it's employees.
Gotcha.
Employers.
Yeah.
You know, we got to balance this out, because if we all work together, we will make more money. Performance is better when everybody's on the same page working together. I know that sounds simple, but that's really the way it is.
Well, it does sound simple, but I would note that your specialty is creating efficient and effective teams. And that, it does mean you can't just, governed from the top. Like, your employees have good ideas about how to make your business more efficient and serve customers, don't they?
Yes, they do. But, you know, one thing that I think could help listeners out there that are worried and scared in this, because we are hearing dire news, but, you know, in the same article that half of employees are being laid off, there was also that two-thirds of employers are increasing their pay and expanding benefits. So there's a lot of contradictory evidence. So if we fall over dead with all this news, which it would be easy to do to get in a horrible, depressive mood, before we do that, Jeff, let's look at how do we control our own mind, because that's the only thing we can control.
Absolutely. I am a big believer in that, and I appreciate business strategist Dr. Jane Gardner. Dr. Gardner, thanks very much for joining me today. 9:27 is the time. Okay, I have one last held-over note from the Ireland trip. Then I'm going to put a fine point on it. But when I was in Ireland, yes, I liked to track the local news and what was going on across Europe and figure out what are some of the similarities going on there with what's going on in the United States. And one of the big issues is the ongoing fight now between climate change activists and the agriculture sector. I pulled and saved an article from the Irish Independent. Ireland has a climate change advisory council. Now, you and I have already talked about that Dutch farmers are already rebelling over climate change proposals that are being enacting, and these climate change advisory councils are continuing to push. So in the Irish Independent article, this advisory council wants the government to definitively state when it will ban sales of gas-powered
Hey, welcome back to the program. Nice to have you on this Wednesday. What a day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow tumbling more than 1,250 points. Not a good day in terms of what's indicative of how our economy is doing right now. If we're to be objective, you know, you just look at the realities of this economy. There is no question that it is tough, and it has been for a while. Everything costs more. That includes the cost of doing business. And I think we've, Kevin, been following pretty closely the labor market within the various industries, whether it's automotive, manufacturing, restaurant or retail, real estate, construction, those kind. I mean, construction alone, lumber alone had gone up something like 350% since 2020. So it's very expensive to do business. And, you know, we see now, Kevin, this survey that is out where we thought that workers had the leverage in this economy, but things are shifting. And we've seen this new study that shows that these open jobs and these pay increases could be coming to an end.
Yeah, Tom, boy, if you're paying attention to prices, and everyone is, you know everything costs more. It's food and gas, rent, car repairs, you name it. It costs more. Inflation has so many of us nervous about whether or not we're going to be able to pay our bills. Our budgets are tight, and it keeps some people up at night. Well, what's about to happen, what's expected to happen, might give you nightmares. Companies are getting ready for mass firings. Beaumont just laid off 400 employees. They told the workers their jobs have been eliminated. Unfortunately, I think this is just the beginning of what's coming. It could be a bloodbath when it comes to job loss in the near future. Joining us now is Dr. Jane Gardner, a business strategist. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, you guys. Kevin, Tom, good to be on your show.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here. Boy, this survey, more than half of all U.S. companies are planning to lay off employees as they brace for an economic downturn. What does that tell you? Does that surprise you with all the news we've heard of the labor shortages and whatnot?
Well, it is a turn of events, but I think what we have to pivot to is how do we get in a higher energy? Because you mentioned words like nightmare, worry, nervous. I think the best thing we could do right now is to learn how to take our brain, which is the only thing we can control. We can't control food prices or whether we're fired, but we can control our energy level, and that will impact how we do at work, how we perform, which will help us keep our jobs.
It's a very real thing. People get very anxious about whether or not they're going to be able to pay their bills. But they have their budgets and they work through it. But when you are also worried about losing your job or your spouse losing their job, it really gets hard to stay mentally healthy.
It's scary. But let me give your readers or your listeners a tip, because we can figure out if we're in a state of worry, we're preparing for failure. But I want you to go somewhere with me. You guys may even have ideas come up when I ask you to do this. What is a time in your life when you got through a crisis and came through it successfully? Remember that you have already been here. 2008, there have been many financial crises. Get back in touch with the grit, the courage that got you through the last time. Remember what you did and do that again.
You know, it's not fun for anybody when layoffs come. Obviously not for the employees, some of whom are quietly quitting right now. They might need some energy to kind of boost their chances of staying in the job. But it's not easy for businesses either. I mean, it's expensive to hire people in the first place and to train them. These people are assets. But when is it time, do you think, for a business owner to kind of correctly read the tea leaves of the economy and start letting people go?
Well, it's always smart to keep your best people. But fear, if you start firing people, fear is a terrible advisor, and it takes everybody out of trusting you. So even if you have to lay off people, be careful and be thoughtful and be kind about how you do it. Mainly, have a metric. Help them know what they're doing that isn't working and give them a chance to change. You have no idea what people can do until you tell them, I need you to change this.
What's behind, do you think, the psychological aspect of this trend called quiet quitting, where people are just kind of, they're still employed, they're on the job, they're kind of giving up, they're not being productive. What's going on there, and how can that be turned around?
Yeah, it's not about the quitting, it's about the quiet that's the problem. And it's where people are not talking, they're not expressing what they want. I want, if you're in that position of wanting to quietly resign or get out, or you're low energy, think about what you're doing. You're not communicating. That's not going to work. That will get you fired. So think about what you can do to be indispensable for this company and start talking and asking for what you want, telling your company, I can do this. Let me into my strengths. I'd do better in this area. Prepare yourself for the future, because all this noise out there is a good predictor that hard times are coming.
You know, when your back's against the wall, when you've been fired, it seems easier to find that grit and courage you talk about. How do you do that in advance, before you've been fired, just in your day-to-day life?
Yes. I think that goes back to what I was saying. Remember a time when you were successful. That's a positive anchor. It takes your brain back to a successful time. And that energy that brings you, you remember who you are. You can do this. You've done it before. Get back into that same energy, and that will propel you into where you need to go, out of that depression or anxiety.
There is a really fine line with balancing, you know, optimism with realism. If there's that whole paradox that has been talked about, the Stockdale paradox about, you know, not being overly optimistic, being realistic as well. How do you do that? If you're a company that wants to remain optimistic and you want to think, okay, better times are just around the corner. I mean, first of all, do they have a hard time admitting when a recession might be here, kind of burying their head in the sand mindset? And is that a dangerous thing to do?
Denial is always hard. But if you can get in touch with your weakness, and I know this is your blind spot, this is kind of tough sometimes. I've got a place on my website you can go take a test and see what your blind spot is, because you've got to be realistic here. You've got to see what you're not doing that isn't working or what you are doing that isn't working, because this is about you. This is about optimism. Usually pays off, but it does have to be balanced with realistic aspirations and truths.
In bad economies, I don't want to be grim, but we see suicides go up. What are some of the warning signs that people should be looking for that they might need professional help?
Yes, because in times like this, what we lose first is our self-care, and that's when we get depressed. So if you're not sleeping well, if you're not eating, and if your thoughts are down the majority of the day, you need to seek out help. And if you're just getting there, start looking out for yourself. Do some exercise. Get out in the fresh air. Enjoy life a little bit, because whether you've been laid off or whether you're in a bad job you don't like, you still are in charge of how you feel, how you hold your mind. And it's all you have. Take control of that and all will be well.
How do you deal with the different messaging that is out there within the media or the White House's perspective that the economy is actually great, where other economists are saying, no, we're on the brink of a major recession? How does an individual, whether you're a business owner or an employee, deal with the mixed messaging and try to find some truth somewhere and then be guided by that, I guess, accurate assessment of what is reality?
Yes, and it's the same for the leaders I work with as the employees, their employees. Think about what it is that's important to you. And the messages out there are never as important as the message you're giving to yourself. Tell yourself you can get through this, and that in the other side of it, you will have learned something and grown.
Right. No matter how hard it is, there's always growth opportunities in that. What great advice. Dr. Jane Gardner, a business strategist. We appreciate your time, doctor. Thank you.
It was enjoyable to be here. Check out my website, drjanegardner.com, and get some help with all this.
J-A-Y-N-E, drjanegardner.com. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. More to come. 800-578-0WJR. Stay with me. You're listening to All Talk with Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz.
The Michigan Center for Fertility and Women's Health offers the latest in fertility care in a warm, caring, and supportive environment. Hi, I'm Dr. Carol Kowalczyk from the Michigan Center for Fertility and Women's Health. If you or someone you know is looking to lessen the emotional toll of infertility, please call 586-576-0431.
My gynecologist referred me to Dr. Kowalczyk. She was so wonderful to me. They're so supportive and so nice, and I have a wonderful child. I brought him in to see everybody, and that's how close you become with the staff.
With locations in Warren, Lake Orion, Bloomfield Township, and Plymouth, we take pride in our understanding in women's health and continue to uphold the highest standards in quality patient care.
As soon as I walked in there, it was all about, what are we going to do to get you to your goal of being a mom? And they never gave up, because they knew that I wanted it so badly. They were just wonderful. The goal of being a mom, now that I'm pregnant, I would do it 20 times over.
Call us today at 586-576-0431 or online at mifertility.com.
It's Marie Osborne, and I'm with Dr. Jonathan Zaden, board-certified OBGYN and president of Women's Excellence, Michigan's premier women's health practice.
Hi, Marie. At Women's Excellence, we care and we can help. For over 25 years, we've provided the highest quality of care and service to women in our community.
What I like is you take comprehensive care to a new level, specializing in a multitude of services like pelvic pain, bladder control, menopause, weight management, pregnancy care, minimally invasive procedures, and mammograms and ultrasounds in office.
And that's not all. We also aim to make the entire healthcare experience convenient and more efficient with evening, weekend, and same-day appointments, online services like telemedicine visits,